fury like Gruber scorn, or something like that. Here's Steve.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock on my doors.
Gruber scorn doesn't sound like anything I want. But I'm told we have a special guest on the other end of our line here as we start to wrap up the show. Is there someone there? Who's joining us?
Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. It is Steve Gruber. Mr. Gruber, how are you doing? How are the conditions out there?
Well, you know, I wanted to report because I've been saying this for a couple of days. I have never seen it snow like this and have these cold temperatures like this early in the year. We're on 23 south of Ann Arbor, trying to head out of state. It's been near whiteout conditions a couple of times. But as you know, Jeff, I hunt. And so yesterday on an opening day, we always dream about having a little bit of snow, a dusting of snow on opening day for deer hunting because it makes it, I don't know, a little bit better.
Right.
And then it just snowed and snowed. And last night I was sitting there, we must have gotten 3 inches for the last couple of hours of the day yesterday. It was incredible.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, I'm a winter guy, Steve. I like the cold. I like the snow. I just wasn't ready for it just yet. I still got some leaves I need to clean up, and this is not providing an ideal environment for that. It's going to be an interesting show this weekend for the neighbors to watch me try and do this.
Yeah, you're going to need a snow plow, not a leaf blower.
Well,
I'm not kidding you. I mean, it's snowy everywhere. We're in stop-and-go traffic on 23 South of Ann Arbor, I don't know, 10 or 15 miles, somewhere on our way towards Dundee. Listening to 1600, by the way, on Wham. I'll give them the shout-out. Love those guys at 1600 on the Michigan Talk Network. But listening to you today as well, Jeff, glad to have you aboard. You've been doing a fabulous job.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
You're part of the team. Welcome aboard.
Well, I appreciate it, Steve, and the staff here has made it very easy. And, you know, it's big shoes to fill, and I'm hoping just to get us through the 9 o'clock hour, and we've done all right, but a lot of interesting stuff going on today.
Great.
So it keeps it moving. Lots of good stuff to cover.
Oh yeah.
So,
you know, if you don't win an election in Georgia, just sue to have a new election.
Yeah.
And if you don't like the way it comes out, demand recounts of ballots that may or may not exist. There's a lot going on, to say the least. You got that right, Jeff. Anyhow, it's great job today. I just want to tell you that. And for those people that are going to be heading out today, just be careful because, you know, it's just slick, it's nasty, it's snowing, and the rookies always come out the first couple of snowstorms, as you know, so people first learning to drive again on snow, so be careful out there. Jeff, knock them dead, my friend.
Thank you, Steve, appreciate it. You stay safe out there, and I hope you guys bring home something tasty and delicious. I look forward to sampling whatever you get.
There you go. Cheers, my friend.
All right, that was the Steve Gruber on the other end of our line, checking in, giving us a weather report as he heads out of state to continue the hunt. Slick conditions, whiteout conditions down 23 towards Ann Arbor. But just got done talking with Michelle Owens, who's an attorney out of Nashville, Tennessee, working to make sure that those accused under Title IX violations regarding sexual assault on college campuses are given a fair trial, everybody is listened to, the truth is sought, and there is due process. And while I do not admit to engaging in Schadenfreude, the pleasure in the pain of others, that is not what I'm about or not what anybody should be about, it is a little bit of irony that we got word yesterday that Michael Avenatti, the attorney for, it seems to be, every social enemy of President Trump, he seems to be a client of his, was arrested on an accusation based on domestic abuse. Now, I'm not here to tell you whether Mr. Avenatti is guilty or not. He obviously denies any sort of wrongdoing, and some of his, I believe his ex-wife even says she can't even believe that this accusation is being made. But it goes to the point, though, that this is exactly why the Kavanaugh hearings were such a disgrace. Assuming Mr. Avenatti is innocent, which he claims to be, and I have no reason to believe he isn't, I'm not here to sit in judgment of whether he is or isn't. It's a horrible situation to be in. If it happened, it's horrible. If it didn't happen, it's even horrible. Even it's horrible just the same. But the irony is, I mean, you can't even, this is the definition that this individual is being accused of this. And he is very quick to deny but he was someone who says you got to believe all women. Played a large role in the Kavanaugh hearings. The circus that we saw that dragged this man's name and the name of Christine Blasey Ford. Let's not miss that. Both of them were dragged through the mud, kicked around, and their lives are never going to be the same. Because of people like this gentleman, and I use that term loosely, Mr. Avenatti, and the role he played, and the theatrics that he performed. FBI report came out, findings showed the clients he was representing were far from credible. I believe they even accused him of not telling the truth in certain circumstances. But that hasn't been covered in the media afterwards. So I guess my point is, Mr. Avenatti, we should have due process. We should talk these things through. We should seek to find the truth before we put somebody on the chopping block. I think Michelle Owens, who we had on earlier, spoke directly to that. We are seeking out the truth in these horrible situations of abuse, whether they be sexual, domestic, violence, whatever. It shouldn't happen to people, but people should not also be convicted in the court of public opinion before they're given their due process. Can't believe I have to say that in the United States of America today, but that's how it is. Mr. Avenatti's getting a first-hand glimpse of that with this whole fiasco. Be back in a minute to wrap things up here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve. You heard him. We'll be back after these messages.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.